You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Currently. Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Currently. Oh my goodness, it feels like we haven't been here in forever. It's me, Daniel Kuser, and I'm with this guy, Christopher Wright. I only do podcasts with him. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, it feels like it's been so long. Like these 2 week episodes are kind of like I don't know you anymore. I got to text you every now and again, apparently.
You know, that's just fine, and it's perfect because we're like, oh, you know, let the news kind of compile a little bit, and then we'll come in and we'll hit it all. Well, it's been compiling. It has been doing stuff, and I guess it's time to talk about it.
Get what you ask for, right? Like, it's been
quite a bit, man. There's some fun things to talk about. There's some, like, wild speculation to talk about. Maybe some people are upset about certain things, happy about other things. We're going to get into it all. But in the meantime, if you guys have yet to do so, leave us those 5-star ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. If you listen over there, helps people find the pod and lets us know we're loved. And that feels nice and fuzzy. So, dude, let's hop right in, man. Where do you want to start? You lead it. Where do you want to start?
You know, right before some recent news that broke about 15 minutes ago, I was pretty upset, right?
You know,
taking a look at the whole expansion draft, I was pissed, right? Like, I don't like the trade for protection with Utah, giving up Del Fava and a 4th-round pick. We'll talk about that in a second. But as I was fuming, getting ready to hop on the podcast today, my heart got a little positivity. Izzy Rodriguez re-signed with the Current for a 2-year contract through 2025. Our very versatile left back, who I think is a foundational piece. I think the world of her as a player, and I'm very happy that she re-signed, because without her as a left back on our team, we have to go find one. And I don't like that.
Look, in no way is she a veteran defender, but also in no way is she like a young, like right out of high school, college defender. You know, she's good. And in fact, so good that I sometimes forget she's a defender because of how much she spends up there in the midfield and even in the attack, for God's sake. So she's a lot of fun to watch. I think we're excited to have her back.
I think she's like third or fourth in goals this year or this past year as a left back. And like you said, she's an absolute workhorse. I mean, she's all up and down that left side. I mean, the amount of effort she puts into her position is incredible.
Well, it's wonderful, right? I mean, she is a young defender, right? I mean, she's not a rookie is what I meant earlier, but right. 4th-round pick out of the draft last year, 2022, that is. So has played 2 seasons. And this is probably, I don't know, probably feels good, man. She says, I'm extremely excited and grateful to be staying with the Current and getting to play for this club in this city once again. I can't wait to get back to work with the group and compete for a championship. So that competing she mentions, preseason camp can start January 22nd. Bro, that's like a month away.
That's wild. And I was worried, man. We had 2 expansion teams, right? Loetta left. She could have gone to so many other places. And you don't know if Vladko and Cammy want to bring her back. I know we extended an offer, but you don't know what that offer looks like, right? They could say they extended an offer. They could have lowballed her. Obviously, we won't know. But you just kind of never know. A lot of variables thrown in the mix there. And thankfully, she's coming back.
Yeah, totally. I'm excited for it, for sure, man. So there's that. I mean, Izzy Rodriguez coming back. As you alluded to, Kate Del Fava is taking her services back to Mormon land in Utah. Is that, that's not meant to be insensitive. That's just, it is what it is. Everyone knows that. Utah Royals, man. We drafted it for protection and a little bit of money. How do we feel about that? I mean, we only get $75,000 in allocation funds, and we gave them Kate Del Fava and our 1st-round pick, man, in the draft. Are we mad with this?
Highway robbery.
There it is.
absolutely upset. And there's nobody that I've really seen that feels good about it, right? Like, don't get me wrong, it's great to have protection. We can control the players we retain. You know, by releasing a protected list, it can probably hurt some feelings when you think about it, right? Like, you can only protect, what, 9 plus 1? So we're able to retain who we wanted to, not hurt any feelings, but a 4th overall pick, man. And the thing about the NWSL, it's really hard to judge the value of picks because every team values them differently. In other major sports, you know, NFL, NBA, like, there's kind of a industry standard as to what these cost. But the NWSL is the wild, wild west of value for picks. So either we didn't value our pick highly, maybe they were looking at this draft and didn't like what they saw in the first round. Maybe they didn't think some of these players would be better than, you know, keeping the 2 players that probably would have been taken in the expansion draft. I'm just irritated with it, man. We got raked over the coals. We really did.
It feels weird. Even worse is when you, looking at our players that like comment on her Instagram post about leaving and whatnot. And, Desiree Scott said quite a bit on there, you know, sending you all the positive energy, new chapter, whatever. Michelle Cooper says, stop, I'm sobbing, you know. But Loetta said, stoked for you, my girl. Bigger things ahead. And I'm like, is that a little shade? I mean, we could over-speculate there and think differently because, you know, of all the rumors around the club and how we, you know, how the club, how they treat their personnel, right? There's just been so many different rumors and we don't know anything. We just speculate on this show. That's what we love to do. But we didn't get shit for this trade, man. Just protection and a little bit of money. And so I start thinking, okay, are we just trying to clear some space, maybe bigger? We got some big guns coming in, some bigger pieces. I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, and there's a couple additional pieces. I mean, the 4th overall pick was probably going to get paid fairly well for a rookie, right? They're going to agree to a contract. To my knowledge, it's not like, you know, the NFL where you're drafted has, you know, a kind of set pay in a way or a range.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, that's not the way it is with the NWSL draft. So, and on top of that, look, we have a lot of players on our team, right? Like, if we're going to bring in some other players, we're going to have to, you know, losing that draft pick might allow us to bring in somebody else. So we can only fit so many players on the team.
True.
But Del Fava, man, she's played every single regular season game the last 2 years. Whoa. considering how much our team has been injured this past year. And on top of that, in last year in 2022, she was 5th in minutes played. And then this past year, she played the most minutes on our team.
Yeah. I mean, she appeared in every regular season match over the past 2 seasons. That is, what a workhorse. That's crazy. To keeping herself healthy.
24. Like,
yeah.
We talked about Izzy. Del Fava is essentially a young veteran.
Right.
You know, and that's a great piece.
The Royals drafted her. The Utah Royals, they drafted her in the first place. So
they did.
I mean, I can't imagine what it feels like to, like, I don't know. I'm a creature of habit and I hate change, bro. If you throw me a curveball, I'm like, shit, I wasn't ready. And so I know if I'm trying to get my mind right to up my life and move to Utah, and then all of a sudden, boom, that team's no more. And I'm actually going way central to Kansas City. And then I'm going back to Utah. Like, life's crazy, man. That would feel weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of a nomad, though. I'm talking to the nomad over here who would just go with a backpack around Europe. All he needs is a backpack and a sink to shower in.
Bucket with a sponge, right?
Oh, my God. Splash me a little bit. Give me a little spritz.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I had a feeling that it was going to be Ball, Hamilton, or Del Fava. I felt like we were going to lose 2 of those 3. Expansion teams love to draft defenders to start out, right?
Well, yeah. You mentioned Ball and Hamilton. If y'all need a house, they're Real estate agents now.
Realtor to the stars. Realtor to the stars.
As bananas. That's good for them.
But yeah, man, I'm just bummed. Salt in the wound with that fourth round pick. So Chris Henderson, the draft guru we had on last year, he had Del Fava, who was his fourth right back on his board. And the fourth pick in the draft is absolute highway robbery. That's what he called it. By far the best move of the offseason so far by a team. So I feel like we just got screwed there. I don't know how those negotiations kind of happened. I would like to know, but what's done is done.
Yeah, I mean, we can't bitch about it anymore. It's done.
But I want to give you some quick context here. Some quick context on that, on trades for protection. Utah Royals, they got 90,000. They received 90,000 and Mikayla Clough and a second round pick for protection. 60K in protection to the Wave for Kayla Real. And then for Washington Spirit, Utah Royals gave their protection for the 20th and 21st overall pick. So just by looking at that, we're the outlier. We give up so much for protection.
I wish I was in on negotiations sometimes. I'd love to be just, I don't know if I want to be part of it, but just to kind of listen, just kind of sit in and be like, was it bad business? Did we offer all this? And they were just like, sure. Or did they ask for this? You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know. There could have been a situation where we were like, you know, Del Fava in our second round pick. And they're like, nope, we're standing firm. It's either the fourth overall or there's no agreement. We don't know, but the fourth overall, that could be an impact player in a couple of years. We don't know.
Getting rid of your early draft pick shows, I mean, what it leads one to believe that you're going to build this team around some veterans. And it's a more of a win now mentality than get some youngins in there and build to win later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I believe it when I see it, though. You know, we don't know. And we might not know till after Christmas and more close to the season, but it sure does feel like maybe we're gearing up to make a bit of a splash.
The current love splashes, so
they do. It could be, I don't know. I don't know where it goes from there. I mean, maybe it's a Sam Kerr situation. I don't know. I'm just throwing names out.
A Swanson and a Sonnet type situation. Who knows, man? But
wouldn't that be nuts?
Put that on a billboard. You might sell out the stadium. Oh, there's a transition.
Forging transition. Too late. Too late, baby. Because it is sold out, man. They said that season tickets for 2024 are sold out. Now, I'm sure they capped that, right, so they can still have some available for people that want to come to games, right?
They're going to have 2,000 available seats for single matches.
Nice. In a stadium that seats
11,500.
Okay. Well, that's cool, man. So 9,500 season ticket holders. And we're in. We're in on the ground level. But Founders Club, you and me, we're founders.
Seems like the current forgot about that, but we didn't.
It's good. We did not forget. It's going to be great, man. We are, I'm getting excited. It's like when you're in these winter blues eras, you know, you're spending a lot of money on Christmas gifts. Home renovation over here. It's been a very expensive month. But and then you're like, wait, soccer starts up not that far away. It's pretty badass.
Did you see the pictures of the stadium recently? They have current, like, in, you know, in the seats, kind of like sporting. They have
I drove by the stadium a week ago, and it was great. We drove across that bridge to go to North KC, and you just see it. And I was like, there's our seats. I can see them. I know where we're sitting.
Oh,
it was cool, man. We had a little date day in Kansas City, a little day date up in Sunday.
Nice. Get some good food.
Yeah. Hit a vegan spot, escape room, you know, all the good stuff.
Nice.
Two escape rooms, honestly. We're addicts. We have a problem. Hey, let's, well, that's awesome about the sellout for season tickets. So We got more stuff to talk about, but let's take a quick break, and we'll continue when we return.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yo, yo. Dude, I feel like I don't want to talk to you anymore. It's just weird. We just Need to see you. Get a big hug next time.
We'll get some food.
It's been a bit, man. I tell you, are you doing all right? Getting geared up for holidays and whatnot?
I am. Yeah, everything's going well.
Do you ever make a little wish list on Amazon, or you kind of just buy yourself your own gift?
We usually just do a couple things that we kind of save for the other to buy because we're adults. We get stuff when we want it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, we'll save something for each other to get each other.
I always have a problem because I'm like, well, I can't put this on my list because it's on sale now. Like, I don't want them to pay full price for this item I want. Why wouldn't you buy it? You know, pay it. I'll get it myself. I'll just get it myself. That's what I do with video games, man. It's Black Friday, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna buy right now. So, bought a popcorn machine for the basement. Did I tell you that?
Oh, we talked about it one time. I didn't know you actually pulled the trigger.
Machine, yeah, it's dope. Have to have you over for movie night.
Pretty sweet. Yeah.
Hey, where are we going? We were kind of working backwards, but I kind of want to go to what hit after we recorded last. So, you know, University of Kansas Health System is our official healthcare provider. Did we talked about that last time, right?
We did.
Yep. And what was the last Teal Tuesday we talked about? Was it Martin City Brewing, or we didn't talk about that yet?
It was Martin City. So we got two to talk about. Room 39, I think.
Okay, room 39. There it is. What do you know about room 39? Anything?
I don't know anything, but I know I'm excited to try it.
I haven't heard of it, but you know, supposedly they just keep adding these well-known places that have like chefs attached to them. Yeah, places with chefs.
Awards.
Three-time
awards,
yeah, semi-finalist for James Beard Outstanding Chef Award. He previously created Culinary Delights as chef of Cafe Allegro, which was consistently named number one restaurant in KC by the Zagat survey. Is that how you say that? Zagat?
I believe so.
And that's kind of a big deal. I mean, if you see someone has been mentioned in Zagat, it's pretty good. So what do they offer here? What do we got? Like local farm stuff? What do we got? Farm to table? It doesn't really say anything, does it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I this is one of the first ones that didn't give us, hints at what they're going to be serving. So,
but we do know what was just released yesterday.
Well, Lard? Yeah.
Lard, yeah.
What, I mean, it's been a long time. That's been gone from sporting for a bit, as they've opted to have
back. I'm glad to see it came back.
This is nice. I mean, it's a good partnership. You kind of assumed this would, you could think this might happen because they have a whole Teal Rising beer, yeah. Right? I'm not much of a beer guy, but when I was, Boulevard was big old circulation in my diet. So it's going to be cool, man, just to have Boulevard there because they're just a staple of that downtown community.
Yeah. I mean, they're local, and I do like their... I don't drink much, but their Teal Rising, I do like it. I know a lot of people do as well, so I imagine that's going to be flowing pretty freely in that stadium.
I can imagine. That's awesome, man. CPKC Stadium continues to grow. I just love it. You know, one thing we did not speak about, and we should really have this man's brother on the podcast sometime and talk about this team, but the Grant Wall press box, his brother being Eric Wall. I know he follows us online, and maybe we'll talk to him, see if he wants to come on and talk to soccer.
Good man. Love it.
But he was there in attendance, man, as the Longs, Chris and Angie Long, dedicated this press box in his brother Grant's name, who, if you live under a rock, passed away in Qatar last year. So it's been right about a year, right, since he's been gone.
Yeah, and the way that the Longs speak about him, they've made it pretty clear we wouldn't have a KC Current without, you know, Grant's influence with the Longs. So there's a good chance we wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, he had KC roots, right?
Yeah, yeah, and what he's contributed to women's soccer, he was well ahead of his time, and he was pushing this journalism forward for women's sports, probably more so than anybody. So it's a great tribute. It's a great tribute, and love to have Eric on to talk about him. Yeah,
I read this that Grant initially met Angie at Shawnee Mission East, which is just wild, and Chris at Princeton. You know, and I'm like, did this man just play a matchmaker? You know, that's kind of wild. But
and she dissed you too, and then just like fade into the background.
Yeah. You know, but he did a ton of stuff for Sports Illustrated. Planet Football was a podcast, I believe he did. You know, continue to cover the national teams for Fox Sports, CBS Sports, many other different outlets. Here's something that was cool that I read, man, just during his career. And the man was by no means an older man. Like he covered 8 men's World Cups, 4 women's World Cups, and 5 Olympic tournaments. It's awesome. So there will be a custom jersey and a memorial seat in the press box at every home match. It's beautiful. Dry your tears. Anyways, moving on. Official jeweler. Hey, you want some diamonds? Get your Helzberg Diamonds. What does that partnership even... I see there's some signage, co-branded. I am love buttons and whatnot. But if I can get some teal diamonds in my wedding ring, listen here.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be bananas?
Yeah, like you said, they're going to have some giveaways, some on-the-field contests to celebrate theme nights at the stadium. It includes digital signage and limited edition designs for the I Am Loved buttons. And on top of that, they're going to team up for a new celebration each Current home game. The 75th minute will be recognized as the Helzberg Diamonds Diamond Minute. a nod to their 75th diamond anniversary. Don't exactly know what that's going to be all about.
I don't either.
We'll find out together.
But I'm here for it.
Yep.
Sounds fun. Sticking with the partnerships, Casey Curran partnered with Samsung. They just keep getting the big hitters, dude. Like, they're not just, I don't know.
I mean, they're doing the big hitters on like the big type of brands, but anything that can be local, they're doing local.
Exactly. You got local stuff, and then Samsung is not local, but humongous. So
their whole solar panel energy setup was done by a local company. You know, they brought in local consultants for,
all the sustainability aspects for the new stadium.
Hellsberg is local. Like you said, every single like food option is local. So where they can, they're keeping everything within the community and going for a big national player with Samsung. So I love it.
Yeah, man. It's, Samsung's displays are in SoFi Stadium, for God's sakes. Chase Center, Citi Field. It's a big deal. And now CPKC Stadium. So I dig it. And, you know, these are outdoor LED panels, right? And anyone who has a Samsung TV is probably a Samsung fan. Yeah. What do you have? What do you have at all?
We have Samsung.
There you go. Yeah. I thought you might. I've had Samsung before, but I know you want a good TV, man. Good screen. Samsung, LG, like right up there together, right?
Absolutely.
So cool. Welcome, Samsung. Dude, so what's this STEM lab? Do we even talk about the STEM lab? It looks like they had given students access to 3D printers, laptops, other tech at East High School.
Yeah, Curran and East High School opened up a new STEM lab for students as part of their multi-year commitment to building out STEM programming in partnership with CPKC and Bank of America. Yeah, like I said, the classroom will allow students to have access to 3D printers, laptops, and other technology to advance their skills in science, technology, engineering, and math. So,
it's pretty wild.
Fantastic.
You know, that there were some players on hand hanging out too. It looks like Elizabeth Ball, Kristen Hamilton, CC Kaiser, Lola Bonta, Haley Mace, and Mallory Weber. Which is kind of neat, man. That means these women are, you know, they're hanging around town. They didn't go home for the winter or go on a big vacation or something. They're staying, you know, really immersed in this community, right?
I found it kind of interesting that Mallory Weber is technically not under contract, but she's been doing like signings with Mace. On the Teal Tuesdays, like she's with Mace and they're eating the food and talking with the owners. So kind of unusual, but
that's unusual, but that kind of alludes to her staying around.
I could see the Curran kind of letting her see her options, and then, you know, there could be a path back. We haven't seen her play in a while. I mean, if we can bring her back, I would like to, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
But it's cool that she's able to do that, and it's cool that these owners who are having these restaurants inside the stadium, you know, get to work with some of the players. And it makes me jealous when I see them eating all that good food.
Well, and contracts do go till the end of the year. So, I mean,
yeah.
If she was asked to do something, she kind of doesn't have a choice. Yes, yeah. And no. I mean, you could probably say no, but it just kind of shows you that she cares and maybe they keep her around. So that's interesting. Good point.
Yeah.
NWSL announced the 2024 schedule footprint and the competition calendar, man. So let's break this down because we got an expanded playoff format. There are no byes. The top eight teams make the playoffs and boom, quarterfinals are off and running. There's no bye to get to the semis, you know, no easy path to the semis. So I think that's cool. So the only reason you're jonesing for the top seed is home field advantage. Like that's the main reason because you're not going to get that bye. So there's that.
And a quick note on that, the tournament, the champion, the playoff winner is going to play the Shield winner as well. So, and I imagine there's going to be a financial incentive in there, kind of replacing the Challenge Cup, or, you know, it's kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about it yet, but
I got qualms with that. Let me tell you my beef.
Give me your qualms.
Well, don't say it's, I mean, you're not saying it. They said it's replacing the Challenge Cup. And I was like, no, the F it's not. It's not the same thing. You're just having some one-off. Yeah, you're having some one-off game. It's like you might as well say, like the Champions Cup. Do you remember in 2014, Sporting played Man City because they both won the 2013, like, league?
I was there. I was there when they played.
I was there, too. I didn't know you, but I was there. And I was just like, I don't know what this is, but it felt so silly, and they didn't play there. I don't know. But this is going to be part of – isn't it going to be part of the season? Like, this match will count towards their win-loss record?
That I am not sure. That's a really good question. They're gonna play on March 15th, and the season kicks off March 16th. So I'm not sure if it's going to be part of the season, but I think there's a financial incentive tied to it.
I don't know. It's just not the same thing. Don't take away a competition, a tournament, and then replace it with this silly little game that, you know, we're getting less soccer games. So I don't know, like, how are you advancing the league when you're taking something away?
Well, we are overall, you're absolutely right. Each team will play 26 games.
And is that more than, that's more than we did?
It's four more than what we played this past year, which was 22.
Okay. So it's still less games than if you had a Challenge Cup. You know what I mean?
I like the domestic cup. I don't know. I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of a domestic cup.
Sure.
It allows, you know, your draft picks, younger players, allows you to try different, like, tactical things. I don't know. I'm a fan of it, and I'm kind of bummed to see it go.
Yeah, I agree, man. It's, I don't know. More matches, though, in the regular season, so that's kind of cool. Dude, you got games. We've talked about this. Games are going to be on Prime Video. You know, Friday night matches are on Prime Video. Saturday night has a doubleheader on Scripps' owned ION Network, right?
Right.
Then you're going to have a package of matches on the CBS Television Network, on Paramount Plus, additional matches on CBS Sports Network. ESPN will air a package of matches across ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Deportes. I dig it, man. I dig this. I love that Prime Video's getting into the mix. You know, they've dabbled in live sports a little bit with the NFL and all that, and a little NBA action or WNBA action. So, but it's things are gearing up. Things are taking shape.
And did you see that the new schedule will avoid having any NWSL matches during the FIFA window?
I think I scrolled right past that, but I think you're right. Yeah. That's pretty dope.
I love it. I'm sure the players are thrilled as well. And the league will have a, you know, a CBA mandated break from July 8th to July 14th. And the NWSL will take a break for the Olympics from July 15th to August 18th. And I love this part. In that break, the league will host a competition with NWSL teams and other international teams. So a fun tournament with other international teams to kind of spice up this season.
I'm reacting in real time right now because I did not read that.
Okay.
I'm being honest with you. So we are going to have an in-season tournament similar to the Challenge Cup.
It's not going to be a domestic, but it will have, yeah. But international teams, I love international teams. I love watching them play. And you know the NWSL is going to try and show off their crown jewel of a stadium here in Kansas City. So I would expect we're going to get some hot. Yep. I don't know what international teams, but the highest in terms of name value, I imagine they'll probably be like LA, but you know, they're going to come to Kansas City.
Yeah.
I would think. Like, I want to show it off. Yeah.
You could see clubs, you know, from Mexico again. You could see even English clubs like a Chelsea or something. Like, it's, wow, because it'd be a friendly for them, essentially, because it's out of their season, right? Because they take the summers off. So it would that'd be interesting. I'm excited. Wow, I am very embarrassed that I just overlooked that. I didn't read the whole freaking release. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I hope the league in this tournament, they have merchandise. I'm a sucker for international, when Sporting would play, you know, an international team like Man City, they always had some type of scarf or merchandise to commemorate the tournament. Bring it to me, because I will buy quite a bit of stuff.
I'm a fan of the co-branding, man. Yeah. I'm looking right now at an Angel City and Mexican women's national team scarf that I have, or the Sporting St. Louis co-branded one over there. I love stuff like that.
And I hope they continue to do an international tournament, man. It grows our league. It gets us visibility in other markets, other countries. So that's a great way to expand.
Look, I want to segue to our next segment, which we like to call "Where in the World is Matt Potter?" dude, Bay FC hired Matt Potter as technical director. You remember this guy? You remember him from early this year?
Took us to a championship and only had a couple regular season games.
He did. Probably should have been coach of the year, but it is what it is. And then was let go for no real public reason. We don't really know. So tell us, Matt, what happened?
Apparently it was not enough to dissuade a women's owned soccer team. So
true.
We don't know what it was about, but obviously I imagine Bay FC did their due diligence on whatever that issue was, and they felt like he was worth bringing in.
Wouldn't you assume, like, in that situation that they call Casey Current and have a conversation? Like, hey, so what went down? We're considering, hiring this man. What happened?
Well, and I'm sure they have people, people they talk to. Loetta was obviously with the team when that happened, so they may have gotten her feedback. I don't even know if we'll ever know, but,
probably not. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Good for him. Still back in the league and everything. So, dude, I want to mention one thing about, there's a new docuseries on Netflix. It's over the U.S. women's national team and their World Cup defeat. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why do I want to watch that? Why do I want to live that again? Like, that sounds horrible. You don't do documentaries on losing moments, right? You don't do that. You need these feel-good moments. I'm only an episode and a half in, but it's four little baby episodes, like 45 minutes or something. And it's neat, man. And if you're just a casual, you're not going to watch this. You're not going to care. But if you're a fan of the sport and you're a fan of these women, and if you're a fan of Casey Current, guess what? Our head coach plays a very large role in this docuseries, as he was the coach of the national team in this World Cup. But it's cool, man, seeing them really talk about trying to make the squad. You know, they're like, I just don't know. I mean, he said 4:00. Can you just call me and put me out of my misery already? And then he starts FaceTiming her. I can't remember who it was. And she's like, oh, hi. And he's like, we'd like you to join us for the World Cup. And she's like, okay, thank you. You know, kind of crying. And I'm like, it means so much to do that. And they also, NWSL takes a bright spot in this docuseries, because all those women, almost all of them, played in the NWSL. It's just really cool, man.
Yeah. And I'm curious to see, because he got a lot of criticism for how they played in the tournament.
They talk about that. They talk about it, and it's deserved, right? They're like, we've set these expectations and bars for ourselves.
And I'm curious to see, just kind of get an interview as to that whole process, to get a look at our coach in probably one of the most stressful jobs and stressful environments possible. So I'm excited for it. Definitely going to check it out.
Check it out. Let me know what you think. So what else, man? Am I missing anything?
I got one more thing.
Yeah.
So the 2024 NWSL full competition calendar is out, not to be confused with the schedule. So completely separate thing. The primary transfer window is from January 29th through April 22nd.
Hit me with that. When's the expansion draft, by the way? Is that this week?
It's 15th. Yep. Friday.
Oh, Friday. Shit. Okay. But yeah. Doesn't matter to us. We don't care.
We've already taken our lumps on that one. We've already
exactly
made that sacrifice. And it's going to be awfully painful looking at mock draft. Because I looked at a mock draft yesterday before the news hit. And I was like, look at the players. Like, people are projecting, you know, to go to Kansas City. One of them was a forward. And I was just like getting excited thinking about a top player coming over, right? And then found out in one of the most brutal ways possible. Yeah, but
not happen.
Not happening. So during the draft, it's going to sting a little bit. But what's done is done. But going back to the competition calendar, the primary transfer window is from January 29th through April 22nd. So obviously, start of the offseason up to a little bit through the beginning of the season. And the second transfer window is August 1st through August 31st. So the whole month of August, we'll have a secondary transfer window.
Cool.
The preseason roster is February 26th. That's when it has to be named. The final roster is due March 11th. And the roster freeze, and that's at the beginning of the year. And at the end of the year, the roster freeze is October 10th. And on October 10th as well, free agents can begin negotiations. So
sweet.
Something we won't have to worry about for a while, but just kind of throwing that out there.
Yeah. Tight, tight. Sounds good. Guys, the offseason's in full swing here. Expansion draft's going to break some teams' hearts later this week. And then we're on our way to the NWSL draft, and maybe we'll make some signings here and there. Who the hell knows? It's just, this sport is just weird and breaks hearts.
I imagine once the expansion draft is done, we're going to start to see some signings, because that's when everybody already has everything solidified. Free agents, I think, will start signing with some teams. So hopefully we'll get some good news.
We'll see what happens. Cool. Well, folks, thanks so much for being here. As always, if we absolutely need to be here next week, we will. If not, we'll probably catch you after Christmas. So happy holidays to you and yours if we don't talk to you then. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, you got questions, comments, praise, keep that negative stuff to yourself. But
package it in a nice way. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Nice. Sprinkle it with positivity, and it goes down well. No other pod on Twitter or X, at Dan Kuser, at Chris Wright 21. Hit us up on Gmail, nootherpod@gmail.com. Instagram as well, all the socials. So for Chris, I'm Daniel, and Snoochie Boochies, we love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.